Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Time out. Cullen, appreciate you joining me. Just after you listen to this, Big Al and Kathy are jumping on an airplane, and we're heading back to Manhattan for our annual sojourn to the Hard Asset Investment Conference, which is at the Marriott Marquis. Going to be doing a couple speaking engagements back there. So if any of you who are listening on the East Coast, or for that matter, any of you who are listening who are going to be in New York, please look me up. I would love to get together with you. I'm going to start out the show today with a couple of new guests. Very, very interesting people. Ed DiAgostino, who is the general manager of the Hard Asset Alliance, and Joe Yuzinski, who is the vice president of distribution for Gold Bullion International. Now, I want to tell you just right off the top, the Hard Asset Alliance is an organization that I have endorsed ever since I found out about it close to a year ago from Olivier Garay, who is the Chief Executive Officer for Casey Research. Casey Research is playing an integral role in the Hard Asset Alliance, and we're going to tell you about that down the road. But we're going to start out, and we're going to talk about some subjects that I think you're going to have an interest in, getting opinions from a couple of different people about gold. A number of folks on our site have called the bottom in the gold market, and a number of folks on our site have recently called the bottom, in their opinion, in terms of the stocks involved in the mining sector. Let's hope that they're right. So far, we've been right about calling the bottom in the gold market, and that happened when the intraday low for gold was 1321, and that was back in probably around mid-April. Okay, here's the million-dollar question, and Ed, let's start with you. Tell our listeners a little bit, if you would, about the impacts that you guys are seeing given the recent developments in the buying and selling of gold and silver.
Sure, Al. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
I would say the biggest impact that we're seeing is the disconnect in pricing. We're seeing, particularly on the side of silver, a spot price and then a physical metal price, and the two are not the same. About a week after the price correction, we saw premiums for silver coins go up to about 25% above spot, which
amazing,
is
yeah.
Truly remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been the biggest impact, and you know it's really interesting. When you look at what happened now, you had a fairly major correction in a market, and yet the very next day, around the world, people were clamoring to buy what had corrected.
Yeah.
Think about 2007, 2008. People weren't exactly knocking down the doors of the stock exchange to buy stocks.
Mm-mm.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's an interesting dichotomy. We talked about that a number of weeks ago with Grant Williams, who is a very, very well-known international newsletter writer, public speaker. He lives in Singapore, as I said, and he said, I cannot believe the lineups at the bullion dealers. So what do you think about
it? I actually had a similar conversation with Grant last week.
Sure.
And I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with really smart people, Rick Rule, Grant Williams, John Malden. They all start the same way. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, and then we go on to talk about, well, what really caused this correction in the futures market?
You know,
why did it happen?
Yeah, the only guy who isn't really, really adamant about conspiracy theory, just because he wants to remain somewhat neutral, is Rick. And I admire Rick for that. You know, he's one of my brokers. He's got some very, very interesting ideas in my mind. Joe, what do you think about all this, bud?
To kind of capitalize on Ed's point, I just can't emphasize enough how encouraged I was to see the buying step up when you saw the price drop. And kind of piggybacking on Ed's point is that, you know, you wouldn't see a huge lineup to buy treasuries if we had a 10% drop in two trading days.
Yeah.
So there is a floor of demand that's actually putting a limit to how far the paper price can go down. And I think that's an important dichotomy. Look, right now price discovery is made in the futures pit. It's not in the gold souk. And the reality is that, you know, we may see, you know, this type of volatility and this type of quote-unquote suppression, or at least activity, as long as price discovery is done on the paper pits. And the fact of the matter is that one way to get price discovery to the physical market is to see this type of demand as the price goes down. So very, very encouraging signs.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, you mentioned the paper pits, et cetera. What I have found to be interesting, particularly of late, you know, and you guys brought the subject up kind of indirectly here by talking about the huge demand for physical that occurred, after that precipitous drop on April 13th. Let's take some time, you guys, if you wouldn't mind, and let's talk about the difference between the physical market for gold and silver and the paper market. Ed, why don't you start us out on that one, would you?
Sure. To give you a short answer, the difference that I see is I look at paper as really a tool for speculation.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a trader and you want to play the volatility of the space, and there is some volatility in it, then paper can be a good tool for you. But I think you have to really look at the reasons why you own metals.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I own metal is I look at it as an insurance policy. I look at it as something that I buy and hopefully never have to sell, but instead give to my kids who then give it to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool for transferring wealth over generations.
Yeah, I have to agree 100%. You know, listeners are very, very cognizant of my story and why I am such a precious metals bug, and that is my parents were immigrants. And my grandparents, they basically, ran like hell to get out of Russia in 1917. My grandparents on my dad's side went over to China. 1949 happened in China, and guess what saved their lives and got them out of China in 1949 during that revolution, and that was my grandmother bought my grandfather out of prison where he was scheduled to be executed because he was a very successful capitalist by taking a cane, one of his canes, filling it up with diamonds and gold, and the next morning, lo and behold, they're on a freighter heading for Seattle, Washington, after the government took every single nickel that they had. So that's why I'm a big gold and silver bug. And Joe, any comments?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I'd like to bring up just with the physical and the paper markets is there's a couple things that I watch, and one of the things that I've been watching very closely recently has been the Shanghai Gold Exchange. And
sure.
It's a fully allocated exchange that actually is fortunate enough to publish their delivery statistics every day. And just perusing their statistics, I saw this morning, they have imported alone, year-to-date, of over 1,030 tons. And if you compare that to global gold production, which is about 1,039 tons, so what we're seeing is this one exchange in Shanghai has taken delivery of essentially all the gold that's been mined in the world during that period.
Isn't that interesting, yeah.
Yeah, you saw 320 tons at a Shanghai Gold Exchange in March alone. And everybody's crying about the GLD drain. We've seen 300 tons go off in a couple weeks. Well, Shanghai took delivery of that in 1 month and absorbed it no problem at all. So watch. It's important to see watch the selling action, but I think it's also important to see who's buying. And it's very clear if you look.
Well, we have an interesting dichotomy here that we talked about earlier, and that we talked about with Grant on the show quite a while ago, and that is, in spite of the fact that somebody is unloading gold, and it's obviously happening in the paper market, and I don't know who the hell that somebody is, and nobody really does. I mean, Bill Murphy of GATA, attributes it to the central banks, and he could be right. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is somebody put out a very concerted effort to get rid of an awful lot of positions in gold, and consequently the price of gold absolutely plummeted. Well, had that happened, in my opinion, let's say 10 years ago, 5 years ago, if that had happened in that period of time or prior to that, let me tell you, what happened to gold when it went from 800 down to virtually nothing back in the very early 80s wouldn't hold a candle to what would have happened when we saw that precipitous drop. Everybody would have thrown their hands up in the air and said, the world's coming to an end, boom, boom, boom. We're not going to buy, the world's not coming to an end, but we're not going to buy any more gold. And the fact of the matter is gold has rebounded, and I don't think we have personally seen anything yet in terms of where this thing is going to go. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Ed D'Agostino and Joe Yasinski from the Hard Asset Alliance.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me on the line right now with Joe Yuzinski and Ed DiAgostino from the Hard Asset Alliance. This is an organization that I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, I am absolutely not getting compensated in any way, shape, or form to say this, but I've known these guys ever since their inception. I've known Casey Research for probably the last 50 years, and I got to tell you, I have nothing but confidence in these guys. Okay, having said that, I want to start out with this question, and either one of you guys can take it, but you know, in terms of buying precious metals, everybody has to make a fair profit, okay? The metals markets in the past have been very, very interesting in terms of the scope of people who have been selling gold and silver, okay? Let's talk a little bit about the premiums. The market is very, very turbulent right now. Let's talk about the premiums that people pay and how the Hard Asset Alliance stands on that particular issue. And, Ed, you want to start down?
Sure. Basically, premiums are driven by supply and demand and dictated by the refiners and the wholesale dealers. So we have a flat markup that we put on our products. It starts at about 2% and drops from there, depending on volume, and it doesn't change. The only other cost that comes in is the dealer's markup. And in what I would call a normal markup, or I'm sorry, a normal market, mm-hmm. the dealer markup could be as low as 50 basis points. Mm-hmm. What we've seen lately because of constraints in supply is that markup, that dealer markup, which is essentially the premium, has shot up dramatically. On the silver side is where you've really seen it. Last week, the silver premium for coins was up to around 25%,
yeah.
which is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to come down. It's closer to between 17 and 20% right now. And I think that you'll see that start to, you know, continue to trickle down as this wave of demand ebbs a little bit. We're starting to go back to what we would consider normal volume on the individual investor side. But Joe would be able to speak better on the institutional side.
Joe, take the mic, bud.
Yeah, of course. Just touching on retail real quick. I mean, a lot of the issues with supply is coming from just supply bottlenecks in terms of production. But sort of the point that I like to bring up is that, you know, there are 20 years of American silver gold eagles already hoarded and held by private investors. So there is ample supply. The issue is simply that there isn't adequate price discovery right now to get that supply to market. So I think that's a big issue. On the institutional side, we are not seeing massive stress in the 400-ounce bar market. And obviously, that'll probably be the last place in the market that we would see stress. If we start to see stress there, we are going to see really big fireworks going on in the precious metals market. But what you can see is a premium in different parts of the world. Theoretically, that's because where the gold is flowing. But you are seeing premiums up to $30 an ounce on the Shanghai Gold Exchange on their kilo contract. So we are starting to see premiums on the institutional side, but they're not appearing in the United States. They're appearing overseas.
You know, it's really interesting when you talk about the number of people who are jumping in right now to buy physical gold and silver. Number one, I have to obviously collaborate what you said about getting small amounts of silver right now, whether you're talking about bags of junk silver, whether you're talking about rounds or whatever. Yeah, the premiums are getting up there pretty good. I mean, there's a major dealer in Phoenix right now, for example, who is, quoting delivery way, way out, number one. And number two, they're not quoting prices. They're just saying, yeah, put in an order and give us a deposit, you know, and we can get you something in the future. I never thought I'd see a market like that, I have to tell you. I absolutely never did. Now, I want to talk about two things because I think or one thing in particular, two aspects of one thing that I think are really important. You guys offer two different ways to maintain your purchase, okay? Either storage in a secured vault or people can actually purchase from you and take delivery. I want to talk about those two methods, and I'd like to hear the pros and cons in your mind of taking delivery versus keeping it in secure storage. Why don't you start out, Joe?
Sure.
Or Ed, you're fine.
So if you look at delivery, I think that most people would agree that it makes sense to have access to some of your precious metal, ready and easy access.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some obvious problems with that. One, you really need to be careful who you tell you have precious metals in your home.
Yeah.
Because, theft, 9 times out of 10, the theft comes from someone that you know.
Right.
That's the unfortunate truth.
Sure.
The other thing you need to think about is where you keep it.
Yeah.
You're subject to force majeure. If you have a house fire, God forbid, precious metals melt.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a double whammy to your wealth.
Sure.
So it makes sense to have access to some, and it's really the individual's decision as to how much they feel is appropriate. Mm-hmm. But I personally advocate having some stored in a non-bank institution, fully allocated, so it's all yours. There's no one borrowing against it. Your metal can't be lent out.
Yeah.
That's important. And you own that undivided interest. So if you have 10-ounce bars, the entire 10 ounces is yours and yours alone.
Yeah.
So we offer those storage options in Salt Lake City and New York at non-bank institutions, and then internationally, to give you some geographic diversity, Zurich, London, Melbourne, Australia, and Singapore. And Singapore came online 3 months ago, and it is now the number one storage destination by value out of all of our non-U.S. locations.
Well, I'm not surprised given where the demand is coming from right now on a worldwide basis. Joe, my friend, I'm going to give you the final word on this. The storage, is it smart to buy gold, silver, et cetera?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think it's important when making investment decisions to make sure that you're not making an impulse buy, first of all. I mean, I have heard some stories of people who, you know, got really caught up in it, put all their money into precious metals and, you know, then panicked when the time came that there was some volatility in the pricing. So impulse buys lead to impulse sells. But I do think it's important as we all go through the process as individual investors, just like I am and, you know, we all are, you know, you go through eventually a process where you have enough in your home and any more than that is a liability.
Yeah.
And we all are going to have to go through the mental process of trying to find who do we trust to, you know, to store our precious metals. And that's hopefully where we come in. You know, not only is it allocated, but we're allocated down to the specific coin. Meaning that if you buy an American Gold Eagle, your American Gold Eagle is in the vault. Not just an ounce of gold that backs your American Gold Eagle, but your specific coin or bar is there specific for you, available upon demand. And, you know, that's the way that we function. I came to GBI and I joined this business from a career in financial services because I believe that this is the optimal way, the best solution. Other than having it specifically on your person, this is the way to do it. And I just want to stress to your listeners, you know, go through the process, do your research, make sure you know what you're doing, and then, you know, hopefully you'll decide to go with HAA and GBI.
You know, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons that I respect HAA, of which KC Research is a very large part of right now, and GBI, and actually indirectly I am also. I'm part of the Hard Asset Alliance. But, you know, they have a product to sell, but they give you the entire story, the entire picture, before they even begin to suggest that you buy anything here. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, those guys from the Hard Asset Alliance are very, very interesting people. Having said that, here's another guy who is one of the giants of the industry, John Embry. John is a real believer. He's written papers on the subject of the manipulation of the gold price. He has lectured on it. He's probably one of the foremost authorities on this particular subject. John and I were chatting off the air, and he said, I can prove conclusively that it's in the best interest of the various central banks around the world to keep the price of gold suppressed. Why do you say that, Bud?
Well, I tell you, it's particularly important right now, Al, because what we have is absolutely irresponsible monetary policy being conducted by every central bank in the Western world. And along with this, you know, quantitative easing to infinity, and we have basically interest rates that are sitting on the floor. And I mean, they're actually at odds with one another, because if people really stop to think about this, if money's being created at this rate, why would anybody want to own it for no return? And I think the central banks who are doing this are probably, they're clever people. I'm not going to denigrate their intelligence. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing it out of necessity because of the debt load in the world that has to be basically supported. And if gold and silver reflected, truly reflected by their pricing, what's going on in the monetary world, which would mean the prices of gold and silver would be skyrocketing in this environment, well, then people would realize that the scam that's going on, and interest rates would rise appreciably. And as a result, that whole debt load that they're trying desperately to keep afloat would collapse. So I can understand perfectly well why they're doing it, but my problem is that it's not going to solve a thing. And in the end, it's just going to lead to a worse disaster in the end. But basically everybody wants to kick the can down the road so it doesn't happen on their watch. So the central banks basically are actively supporting a suppression scheme in both gold and silver.
So I want to be the devil's advocate here, even though I agree with you. Okay, having said that, the gold and silver markets are minuscule. The average person on the street in the United States doesn't even know that you can buy gold as a commodity and store it yourself. Why do you think it's that important, John?
That's a very good question, because one reason that people know nothing about it is it acts counterintuitively. And they're doing their best to try to keep the public away from it because of the price action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the prices were screaming higher, as I believe they should be, then the public would take notice. And then people would want to buy it. And the fact that they're very small markets, it's a two-edged sword, because they're small markets. Now, they're even more easy to suppress because there's so much money out there and there's derivatives and there's all sorts of, algorithms and different programs with which they can activate to sort of keep these tiny gold and silver markets under control. But when the tide turns and they start to rise, basically the amount of money that might seek an outlet in gold and silver is massive in comparison to the markets. So to me, it's one of these things. Until such time as the tide turns, these things can be controlled. But when it turns, it will turn violently and the prices will rise sharply, and then the public will take notice, and they'll just propel it higher.
You know, I spoke on this subject at a conference where Kathy and I first met you and Nancy, and that was at the GATA conference in Washington.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah, probably 05, 06 or thereabouts. And in my little speech, I basically said, you know, why would anybody really care? And I said, this is why I think everybody, not everybody, but this is why I think that the powers that be are going to care. And I pretty much gave, you know, the reason that you just did right now. But here is what I think is going to be the catalyst. And we're going to see gold rise significantly. And that is, John, I think it's going to be the Chinese. The Chinese are buying gold hand over fist. Number one, they're not stupid people. They're doing it for a reason. And my idea is the reason they're doing that, they're looking at an international currency of last resort. They've already brought that up with some other countries, and they want that international currency of last resort to be asset-based. Why are they buying gold? They're buying gold because they think that gold is the logical asset for the currency to be based on. John, to me, that makes all of the sense in the world. How about you?
Al, that was extraordinarily well said. I wish I could have said it as clearly as you.
Well, I learned it from you. Come on, John.
The fact is that we don't want to acknowledge this, but the Russians and the Chinese, they don't really like us North Americans.
You got it.
And the fact is we've been top dogs certainly since the end of the Second World War and probably before that. And I mean, China was in the dark ages and Russia was, you know, basically broken by the United States when Reagan outspent them and put them into the poorhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not forgotten this. And they basically have every intention of bringing the U.S. dollar down as the world's reserve currency and replacing it with, I believe, a gold-backed currency, probably, you know, with the yuan being at the front of the parade. This is enormous. This is going to be an enormous change, because if the U.S. dollar isn't the world's reserve currency, then the U.S. is going to have problems with printing the amount of money they are and sort of doing what they've been doing in the past, which has kept everything afloat. I think this is absolutely game-changing, and I can understand why they're suppressing gold and silver prices, but it's playing right into the Chinese hands.
They're able to amass a huge, even more than they have right now, at a pretty reasonable price. You know, I made a comment. My comment was, when gold hit an intraday low of $1,321 an ounce, I really was firmly convinced that it was game over, and I still think that's the case. I don't think you're going to see those levels again. Would you kind of discuss your views on that?
I'd be surprised, but I mean, I've been surprised before. I didn't think they could get it this low.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, I think they made a drastic miscalculation. I don't think they understood the buying tsunami they would unleash by driving the price to the levels. And it wasn't just in China or India. It was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They were lined up in Toronto at the Bank of Nova Scotia to
yeah.
buy gold because it was so cheap, relatively. There's a lot of people out there who are pretty intelligent, and they recognize what's unfolding within our currency system. And they want protection, and there is no better protection than gold and silver for the very simple reason it's nobody, they don't have any counterparties. Most assets you own, you got to depend on somebody else on the other side of the transaction. Gold and silver, you own it, and there's no counterparty.
Okay, if you're going to buy gold and silver, better to take possession or better to put it in storage?
Basically, I recommend to people that, look, if you can buy it and you can store it yourself in it, or you can get a private vault that you're comfortable with, that's the best way to hold it. The second best way is to own a paper vehicle in which you are 100% assured that it's fully allocated and is audited, and you can, if you so desire, go and see the gold. And, I mean, just not to tout our own stuff, but the Sprott Physical
Sure.
Gold Trust certainly falls in that category. Central Fund has two funds. And Nick Barishef's products up here in Canada, there's not many. But if you're going to own paper gold, you've got to be 100% assured that every single ounce of gold backing that piece of paper is there.
You know, chatting with some people earlier, their comment, and these were a couple of gentlemen from the Hard Asset Alliance, which I know you're familiar with as I am, but they basically, you know, Casey's involved in that and those people, and they basically said, you know what, you probably ought to go both ways. And there is some truth to that. I mean, if you're going to have silver, for example, in size, boy, you better have a place to keep it, and the same is
true. Well,
food.
That's the problem with silver. I think one of the reasons why silver has been under as much pressure is that most of it remains in the system, and I believe it's being hypothecated and rehypothecated, because nobody wants to hold silver in large amounts because it's too bulky.
I don't disagree with that. Kathy and I happen to have some silver just because I believe that could very easily, if there's a currency collapse, and I'm not saying that there is necessarily going to be a currency collapse.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah. Well, if there is, you know, and I would maintain you probably got a 25, 30%, 40% chance of that happening. I want to have some silver rounds.
Well, I tell you, I mean, I think the gold-silver ratio in a raging bull market for precious metals will fall towards historic lows, which means gold will go up a lot. Silver will go up at least three times faster.
Mr. Embry, thank you so much for your time. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economic Support Timeout. Cortland, appreciate you joining me. You know, been chatting about precious metals. We, you know, we talked with some folks from the Hard Asset Alliance, a couple of very, very interesting guys, Joe Yuzinski and Ed DiAgostino. We also chatted with John Embry, who I got a lot of time for, about the manipulation, et cetera, of gold. I'm talking with Chris Temple right now, and we're going to kind of change the subject a little bit. You know, people in our industry have a tendency to report on the negative all of the time, and that can really get to you after a while. And Chris has some very, very interesting thoughts about why it really shouldn't get to you. Chris, here's the mic, bud. You're on.
Okay. Hey, Al. Yeah, as you and I were talking off the air, the trouble is that a lot of people who know or think they know how things should be get frustrated as time goes on. Should gold be going down or you know, treading water at a time when the Federal Reserve has once again told us it's most likely going to increase its money printing? Should the stock market be setting new all-time highs when the economy on Main Street is as far away from Wall Street as it's been since the Gilded Age of the 1920s? No, a lot of these things shouldn't be happening, but they are. And as I've said to people, we need to throw away the old playbooks, number one, when it comes to investing rules, because those are being made up as we go along, just like monetary policy, just like fiscal policy.
Mm-hmm.
We are in uncharted territory. You can make comparisons to Rome. You can make comparisons to the Weimar Republic. This is different today, in some ways good and more ways bad. And what I try and help people to do, Al, is not to wring our hands and say, oh, this is fixed, or they're forcing this down, or they're forcing this up. But look at the landscape, put two and two together, look at what the Fed and the central government and Wall Street are doing, and say, okay, we've got a two-step process here. Number one is, and I've said this my entire career, before you invest a dollar, ask yourself a simple question. If tomorrow morning you woke up and the world as you knew it when you went to bed had ceased to exist, would you be able to cope? What I mean by that is if there was a natural disaster, if there was a financial disaster, a credit collapse, or something of that nature, and everything didn't work seamlessly with your computer, with buying gas at the gas station, buying food at the grocery store, are you prepared for that? I'm not saying become a survivalist and hide down in your basement waiting either for black helicopters or the rapture. I'm saying to take some steps to make sure that you're going to be able to protect yourself. Secondly, extrapolate that to your broader family and to your community. There are a lot of people out there, Al, who, just as we do, but sometimes from different perspectives, see that this whole, it's not a house of cards, it's a skyscraper of cards that is our financial system. They also see it's not going to go on forever. But they don't spin conspiracy theories or repeat legit ones, as the case may be. They don't sit, you know, in their easy chair and just get mad at the world. They go out and do something about it. There's people out there setting up barter systems, things for their community, local currencies, local time bank programs, as some are called, a variety of things. They're learning to eat healthier. They're learning that maybe they're going to be better off and need less of Obamacare, for example, if they eat good, healthy food that's not full of antibiotics and growth hormones. So you've got an explosion in this country, and I think elsewhere in the world, of people who aren't always waiting for this Armageddon to come that, you know, some folks, conservative circles and gold bugs are waiting for. They're doing something about it, and they're improving their lives in the process. And then when all of that is said and done, yes, there are still ways, difficult as it is right now, to be an investor. But even some of those you can take into your own hands and back away from Wall Street. And in fact, this summer I'm going to be doing a special issue of my newsletter called Building an Economic Lifeboat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if I may say so, it's going to be about the most upbeat thing a lot of your listeners will ever read.
You know, it's interesting. When you're in travel within the circles, for lack of better terms, that we travel in, it's pretty easy to get depressed, you know. And I've had to combat that over the years, you know, people getting up at some of the conferences and talking about how the world is going to come to an end, and they're not really sure when it's going to come to an end, but it is. And consequently, you know, you need to pick up the LDS philosophy of having your garage or whatever, you know, have enough food in it so you can last forever and arm yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very, very easy to get depressed when people are talking about things like that. And I'm not necessarily saying that you shouldn't take a certain amount of preventative action for disasters to happen. I mean, my God, that's why we buy car insurance. That's why we buy health insurance. That's why we buy life insurance, etc. But to dwell on it day in and day out, read nothing other than the negative factors of what are going on right now, you know, that's going to make you physically sick, and it's also going to make you mentally sick, Chris.
Absolutely it will. And I mean, I've had bouts of that in the past. Other
sure.
people have. You know, some of us are idealists. We know how we think things should be with an honest money system, an honest economy based on biblical principles. We have nothing of the sort. And yes, it's aggravating. It's maddening.
Yeah.
But I can't speak for everybody, of course, but I've personally long since come to the realization that nothing is going to change from the top down.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
We have to start with ourselves, our families, our churches, our communities,
right,
and do as many people have done, and start from the ground up building something. You're not going to be able to take back control of your whole life, or even the majority of it, tomorrow or next week or next year. But at least it's a start. I think a lot of people would be shocked to know. We've heard a lot about Greece in the news in the last 3 years or so, since their credit crisis became more acute. I mean, Greece is a dysfunctional economy
mm-hmm.
as far as Wall Street is concerned, as far as the European Central Bank is concerned. However, even before this crisis, more than most countries in the world, Greece's economy was based on single man or woman businesses, family businesses. That's half their economy. And a lot of those people have decided, you know what, the European plutocrats are trying to screw us over with their banking system. They've run us into the ground farther than our corrupt leaders were already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've taken the bull by the horns, and there has been an explosion in local currencies and barter systems there. People still need to eat. People still need to have their needs met.
Yep.
And people are doing it based not on the euro and that whole failed experiment, but they're doing it based on what people need and what works for them. It's a beautiful thing. And yep. as I've said recently to a little, in the talk I gave on this subject, a lot of people, we won't be able to do this most likely ourselves. I'd like to be proven wrong, but maybe our children and grandchildren someday will get up in the morning, live their life, conduct their business, go to bed at night, and not one banker and not one lawyer made a nickel on them during that day in the process.
You know, that is a goal that I think everybody should strive for. And again, rather than get mired in the negativity, rather than get mired in that, you know, people who listen to programs like this, people who are active on our website, for example, where we get 6,000-7,000 people listening or 6,000-7,000 listens a day on this particular thing, they're bright people. You know, they are able, as you and I are, to figure it out, for lack of better terms. I mean, what should we be doing right now, as an example, to protect ourselves financially? Well, you've got a crazy conventional stock market. Take advantage of it, for lack of better terms. Do take advantage of it, but watch it very closely. Be nimble, for lack of better terms. I'm not telling other people what to do. I'm just simply telling people what I am doing. I'm watching the precious metals markets very closely right now because, as Gary Savage announced in an editorial, a daily editorial that we did last Thursday, he thinks the bottom is in for the gold market. I thought the bottom was in based on, you know, input that I received from our regular guests. I thought the bottom was in just right after the middle of April, you know. But keep a close eye on those things, and then when you believe that's the case, do what I do, do what you do, Chris. You know, it's... You have to be nimble. Be very well informed and be nimble. My friend, I have a minute left here. I'm going to give you the final word.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, it's difficult right now to be an investor in the stock market because, and as I'm sure most of our listeners are as well, when you're trying to do things that make sense fundamentally, that's not always acceptable today. That's not always what works. You know, the Fed has so skewed things with all this cheap money and almost putting a gun to the heads of professional money managers, forcing them to buy different things. I think over time, because of all the money printing, stocks will hold their own, if not, you know, melt up over the years in value. Doesn't mean it'll buy you what it will today. But yeah, you've got to do all those things. And if anybody wants to email me for it, recently I talked about a four-step investing process that you need to use during these uncharted times.
To get that, simply click in our favorite sites section and go to the National Investor and then follow the directions from there. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.